Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And got a good one for you today because this is more than a warning sign that we're getting now. So please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Dr. Amy, and I will talk about her a little later. But first things first, yesterday we got the gross domestic product numbers, GDP, large purchases. Services, they keep track of everything. And it was supposed to rise at a whopping, 2.6%, as high as 3.4%, we heard figures on. But no, it was down 1.6%. Think about this. If we did not have war spending, okay, on the military and things like that, we would be negative right now. So, if that doesn't concern you that the economy is not doing well, there's that. And then personal consumption expenditure. That's what all the economists like to use for their gauge for inflation. That was up to 3.7%. So again, supposed to be 2.6 and it was 3%, 3.7. So we get the worst of both worlds right now. You get, low production, low purchasing, and high inflation, which we're all experiencing, guys. Every single one of us is experiencing this right now, and we're not supposed to act like this is a big deal at all, and it really, really is. It's just, it's getting very real at this point because, we were told at the end of last year that our GDP, our gross domestic product, had, risen almost to 4%. Everything was great. The economy was booming. Everything was back on track. And it's not. You know it's not. You know that the inflation numbers are not real. You know that more people that you know are out of jobs, are out of a job right now, and they're not even being counted right now. Okay? So there's that. The next thing is something that people keep sending me is that the Biden administration keeps proposing a new capital gains tax. You buy a stock and you sell it. The difference of your profit would be your capital gains tax. The difference of your house appreciating in value, you selling it, you have to pay tax on that. That'd be capital gains. There's other things as well, cryptos and other assets as well. But the point is that the Biden administration has talked about having over 40% in capital gains taxes. Now, here's the thing, guys, as I started to research this again, this was originally proposed in May of 2021, 3 years ago, they were going to have a 44.6% capital gains tax on all of us. Well, this is just a tax on the rich, Dan. It's not a tax on you and me. Sure, it is, guys. If you guys get sick of California and you want to sell your house and you got to pay the difference in capital gains tax, it would mean that you'd have to pay that plus estate tax, which would be 59% taxes. Okay? And you're not rich. Don't forget that. Don't forget that all these proposals of billionaire tax and the World Economic Forum talking about a 2% tax on billionaires, all this nonsense. Capital gains taxes affect you and I because when you sell your house, you want to retire, you want to not beat your brains out until you're 70. You want a break, okay? So the new proposal, 43.6%. And again, people are saying, oh, don't worry, it's just a proposal. The fact that this is even being talked about is insane. That is nuts, guys. Absolutely nuts. So, enough is enough, guys. We're getting all these different numbers, all these different warnings, and, we're not supposed to look at these for what they are. Very serious, guys. Chris from Canada wrote me and said, Dan, you have to let everybody know this because you're absolutely right. I had an American Express card for 15 years and didn't use it for 12 months. And they canceled the account. No discussion. Cannot reopen it. Account's closed because he didn't use the account. Tell everybody to use the account, Dan. Buy $10 worth of stuff on it. Just don't have it sit inactive in a drawer, which is what I've told you guys to do. I mean, go pay for parking one day on your card. You go into the zoo or the park and you spend $3 on parking. Use your card at things like that. And then just pay it when the bill cycles, okay, starts all over again. So, but when do you get concerned? Seriously, when you lose your job, lose your house, see the foreclosures go up in your neighborhood, you know, the old, you know, it's a recession when your neighbor loses a job. It's a depression when you lose your job. You know, those are funny little sayings, but the point is that you have to get real with what is going on right now. And these are not warning signs. When you see the GDP off as much as it is, and you see the fact that inflation is as high as it is, and Janet Yellen steps forward yesterday and says, hey, listen, we're going to tame inflation. Do you believe anything that these people tell you? Seriously, anything that they tell you? I don't. I don't believe anything. All I know is that inflation's out of control. Sat there and went, hey, will you go pick us up some Mediterranean chicken and go to Luna Grill and pick up this? Get the double skewer so we can share it, okay? So I did this for a friend. It's over at the house. Pick it up, $40 to have two people eat. It's insane, guys, okay? So it's absolutely insane. You cannot afford to go eat out at lunch. Went and met my brother yesterday for lunch, and we went to Portillo's. We loved the place, but that was $50 for two people, you know, to have hot dogs, guys, at Portillo's. Okay, so how does the average family do this? How does the average single person do this? When you're on a fixed income and you have set amount of money that you can spend, how do you do this? The big thing that I keep getting is the fact that people are getting nailed by their car insurance, and it's just going up. You know, they're talking about, hey, car insurance is going to go up 12%. How about 40%? How about 45%? That's what we're seeing from people. We're seeing homeowners insurance, if they're rewriting the policy, go through the roof right now. So let me know what you think about all this stuff so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Amy Lee. You know, we've had more medical breakthroughs in this country than any other country in the world. But so many people are unhealthy right now. People are gaining weight. People have joint pain. People are messing with their digestive tract. Dr. Amy Lee is a board-certified physician and nutritionalist. She has found out that there are health foods that people are eating that not only are they bad for us, they actually are harmful. In fact, some of these health food products are even banned in other countries. She's put together a list, 3harmfulfoods.com/Dan. If you use the link below, you can check this out. But you can see how you can get yourself healthy, how you can reverse the damage that you've done. You can help with your digestive tract, you can help with your joint pain, and you can help the ease of getting healthier faster. Take a look at the link below, and that's 3harmfulfoods.com/Dan. It's the number 3. Check it out today. And do yourself a favor, because you know you've got to have these things out of your life. Take a look at Dr. Amy and get yourself some help. We're seeing more and more companies that are suffering right now. And Meta, Facebook, you know, they spent an absolute ton on the AI revolution. And their stock is down an absolute ton right now. Their earnings are off. They've just spent a lot of money to compete with everybody else right now. And, you know, they're Facebook guys. I'm not worried about Marky Mark going out of business this week or anything like that. But, you know, the stock took a pounding yesterday, and you're going to see problems with companies like this. They're trying to compete because, let's face it, AI is the hot thing right now. AI is the most active thing right now that they're investing in. Southwest Airlines has real problems getting deliveries from Boeing, talking about how their profits are off right now, and they're going to stop going to 4 different cities right now. So make sure you can still travel with Southwest, but there's going to be more of this. You're going to see more companies that are going to cut back dramatically during times like this right now. So, you know, let me know what you think about this. So it's funny, you know, Southwest, been a pretty good airline as far as service when I've flown with them. But again, trying to compete in a world like this, you've got to cut back, and they're doing everything they can to compete with everybody else right now. So let me know what you think. It's funny. Sometimes I get stories and they go, oh, I already talked about that. No, here's a new one. Real estate in San Francisco is so messed up. There was just another office building that had sold a few years ago, just 6 years ago, for $65 million. 19-floor office building, 995 Market Street, just sold yesterday, $6.5 million. I'm telling you guys, you want to steal things? Office buildings are free right now. 95% off the original price. 95% discount. Hello. Now, speaking of people losing money, you know, Fisker. Fisker was one point worth, was an electric car company, one of the first electric car companies, because Justin Bieber had one and was riding all over the place. That's when he tried to outrun the cops and they caught him. And, you know, it's a Fisker. You know, he was on radio talking about that. Well, that company could go bankrupt again. Alejandro told us about that a couple months ago. The next one is Ford. How much money does Ford lose when they sell you an electric vehicle? This is staggering. And I thought that this was wrong, but it came from the one and only CNN. So you got to know it's true, because God, CNN's the best. They're honest. They're real news. Anyways, Ford loses, think about this figure, $132,000 per electric vehicle. Hello, $132,000 per electric vehicle is lost when you purchase a Ford vehicle. That's how much they lose on those cars. Who can do this, guys? Oh, it's Ford, Dan. They're a great car company. No, they're not. They're incompetent. And I'm telling you, you're going to sit there and have a multi-ton paperweight in your driveway that you're not going to be able to get service on or get fixed or have problems. And I don't care if it's, you know, found on road dead Ford. You know what I mean? You're going to have problems with that. Okay? So Fiat, fix it again, Tony. You know what I mean? Come on, guys. Okay? $132,000 vehicle that they lose. Who has a Ford F-150 Lightning? Who out there still has that? You know, I know that there are people that bought those things and they were just furious with themselves. Can't tow the boat. My husband and I, we have more stress in our marriage driving the truck than we've ever had in our 28 years of marriage. That was an email I got from somebody. I'm not a marriage counselor, so I suggested getting rid of the Ford F-150 Lightning, but they had paid so much for it that it was a disaster. Don sent me a great picture of houses from 700,000, but there's an incentive, and we'll give you $50,000 any way you want it. Well, I want it slapped with strippers and $1 bills, man. I want to have some fun, do some crazy stuff in my new house. Can you guys work that out? Let's talk to the sales company. You know, you're going to see desperate times with these home builders. $50,000 any way you want it. Okay? I mean, come on, that's classic. It's such a great line. How do you want it, baby? Give you 50 G's any way you want. Anyways, I'm getting kind of sidetracked here as I walk through the forest. Let me know what you think. Does anybody out there own an electric Ford vehicle that they're just so happy with? Let us know. Another day, another cyber attack. This one is the Scout system, the traffic system in the Kansas City area. Completely down, completely taken over by a cyber attack. And again, cannot get it fixed. Don't know when it will be fixed. Don't have a ransom, you know, amount yet. But again, you can sit there and, you know, think about it. If you could take all the traffic lights and make them green, make them red, you'd really mess with the city. Okay? So there's that. Next thing is, were you hoping to refinance your house at a lower rate? Did you get tricked into buying a house from a real estate agent and said, don't worry, you're just going to refinance it. You got to get into the market now. You're in a really big group of people right now that's getting more and more frustrated because interest rates are not dropping right now. And again, another warning sign that's not going to come through, because this is really happening to people. every month you have more and more people that are upside down in their equity in their home because they put maybe 10%, even 15%, 20% down in these houses, and the houses are dropping in value. All it takes in some of these master plan communities is somebody to bail out, and it could really disrupt the entire community. So you're seeing that, and, you know, haven't seen anything yet, guys. Laura sent me a great story about nursing home requirements, and they're going to have minimum staffing requirements. You know, think about this. Since COVID, forget COVID. Since then, there's been almost 200,000 people that died in nursing homes that shouldn't have died, okay? Now, here's the thing. I have a friend whose dad was in a rehabilitation center, and I said, listen, you've got to get him out of there because the last thing they're doing is rehabilitating him right now. And unfortunately, because of my late girlfriend, the experience that I've had with all these different places, you know, it's horrible. But now they're going to have this, and this is a rule they want to impose, that you have to have a nurse on staff 24/7. Can you believe they don't have that now? Think about that. So read the story below that Laura sent because it's good, and it talks about the minimum requirements and, again, taking care of people, taking care of our elderly. You know, there's people that aren't that sick that go into these places and get sicker going into these places. Remember that. So share your thoughts on all this stuff so far. I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. And remember, right around the first of the year, we were talking about Kim Kardashian. She was having that investment fund, SKKY. They were going to raise $2 billion, and it was oversold, and everybody wanted to be part of it. Not so fast. She was going to raise $2 million, and now they've only raised $121 million, which is a ton of money, guys. Don't get me wrong. I'm not minimizing that. But when you sit there and say people are fighting hand over fist to join this thing and put money into it, and then you raise less than 5%, that is a failure, guys, when it comes to the investment community. So, you know, would you invest in Kim Kardashian's venture fund? Again, here's a woman that knows about fashion. Here's a woman that knows about makeup, things like that, hair, stuff like that. I would invest in stuff like that if she was going to do it. I don't know anything about that, so I'm not going to do it. But the point is that they're not raising the money they thought they were going to raise. Now, there's a woman, Carrie Clark. I'm going to finish this video with this last story, which is kind of funny. Carrie had an emotional support cat, Galena. And on April 10th, Galena went missing. Indoor cat, didn't go out. Where is Galena? Cannot find it. Neighbors search. Inside, well, could Galena have gotten out of the house? Okay, I got to thank Dr. Marvin for sending me this one because it's a great story. And what happened was Galena was chipped. Carrie got a text from Amazon. They had bought some work boots and shipped Galena back with the work boots all the way to California. So Utah to California, the cat got a free ride via the box and the return. Is that terrible? Why am I laughing at this? Okay. So Galena got to see part of California and got reunited with Carrie and the owner. Is that wild, guys? Seriously. Okay. Cat got thrown back in the box. Read the story because it shows you how cat just hopped in the box and they taped up the box. You don't think the cat would have gone meow at once, okay? Anyways, don't forget to hit the like button. Do not forget to subscribe to the channel. And again, the warning signs, guys, are not just warning signs. This is it. You're going to see, here's the next thing, okay? You're going to see layoffs exponentially grow, okay? You're going to see inflation not slow down. You're going to see hamburgers and something that you spent $5 on be $15 and $20. That's going to happen. You're going to see household items go through the roof, but don't worry, we're going to get a control of it, okay? And they're going to lie to us and tell us how great everything is as they try to tax us to oblivion, which is not a way to run a business. You just can't, hey, you know, tax people, you know, to outer space and have you think that it's going to fix everything. So correct me if I'm wrong. Onward and upward. Email me hello@iallegedly.com. I'll see you guys very soon.